This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Great of our sports open line right here on KMOX. We've got a lot coming up on the program again. During the 7 o'clock hour, we've got about a 35-40 minute conversation with Anouk Karunturanta. He is the Senior Vice President of Business Operations with the Cardinals. Talk through a lot of things like attendance and ticket prices and everything. So I think you'll be interested to hear that. Right now, we're very happy to welcome on to the program, brought to you by Saliga Heating and Cooling. It's our good friend, Bernie Miklas. Bernie, always appreciate your time. How are you?
Oh, I'm always very happy to have a chance to visit with you. How you doing? I'm great.
I'm good. I listened to Oliver Marmol talk about something last night, and I'm really glad we're talking today because I wanted to get your thoughts. Last year, we spent a ton of time talking about the Cardinals' inability to hit velocity, and we haven't talked about it as much this year, yet it was something that was brought up yesterday by Ollie. And Bernie, it still very much is an issue. This is a team that doesn't have a lot of guys that have the ability to turn on 100-plus mile-per-hour pitches.
It's pretty alarming, you know, and you can even dial it down a little bit. Like, I was doing my own research today, and frankly, I took it from their offense was really good for basically, you know, almost to the end of June. But since June 30th, you know, their offense has just been on a slow, steady decline. And the only reason I'm bringing that up, I wanted to look at the collapse and I wanted to see this fastball factor in the collapse. And it's really, really bad. Talking about 95, any kind of pitch is 95 plus miles an hour. You know, the Cardinals have, I think they are 29th in batting average and 30th in slugging and right on down the line. And then I looked at individual hitters, and it's just not a lot of them are, you know, can handle the high fastball or any kind of four-seam fastball. I don't know what the answer is, and I said this in something that I wrote earlier today that I'm not even joking when I say it. I think we're going to see under Heim Bloom and Rob Serfolio and all of those really smart people, I think they're going to start scouting hitters differently. Mm-hmm. I mean, I how can you not, in effect, say, well, wait a minute. We have to look for guys that have shown a consistent ability to handle high-velocity stuff and do well against it. Just like the Cardinals under Heim Bloom working with Randy Flores this year decided, well, you know, we need guys who can throw hard. We just don't have enough of them. And they made a concerted effort to change their philosophy. Does it sound silly that I think they got to change their philosophy when it comes to velocity with their hitters too? They need guys who can hit that stuff.
Yeah. I'm not trying to be a smart aleck here, but when the opposing team's scouting report can be throw fastballs, that's not good.
No, that's exactly right. No, you're not being a smart aleck because it's true. And I here's the deal, and I won't bore you with numbers, but I went and looked at every other category since June 30th, right? The Cardinals hit changeups. They hit breaking pitches pretty well. They handle curves and sliders pretty well. I mean, they're not like awesome against the sweeper, but that's true of a lot of teams. So to your point, it really is that simple. Because it's like, well, don't waste time with throwing junk, because just go right after them. It makes it a lot easier for pitchers to game plan.
We've discussed this a lot, but I'll bring it up again. It's the guys who are on the team right now, many of them are nice players. Many of them are players that you can win games with, but they can't be your best players. And that's the problem here, Bernie, that they don't have upper echelon talent right now on this roster.
Well, absolutely. And I'm going to, pardon me for using like a fairly recent bit of baseball parlance, but you know, in major league clubhouses and sort of in the whole major league insider culture, so to speak, I know broadcasters have picked up on it too. You know, there's two kinds of hitters. There's guys and there's dudes. Mm-hmm. And guys are, and this is to your point, guys are major league players. They're regulars. They're solid. They're average, maybe a little bit above average. They're fine players. They're called guys. The dudes are star players who can elevate your team simply by themselves. And if you have a two or three of them, if you have like two, three dudes in your lineup, your offense will be good. The Cardinals have too many guys and not enough dudes. That's what it comes down to.
It happened quickly too, because 2 years ago, 3 years ago, when Goldschmidt and Arenado were top three MVP guys, you had two dudes right there. And that was, I remember being in Milwaukee. I think I've said this a million times, so I've probably said it to you. When I was covering the Brewers and they're playing the Cardinals, it just always felt like those two guys were coming back around, and you were always thinking, when does that duo come back up? And it, having that in the lineup impacts everything else in the game.
There's no doubt about it. And in addition to Goldie and Arenado, and they were great first and third, as everybody knows, in the MVP voting that year. But then, you look and you had Albert Pujols was a dude. He had an OPS plus of 151. He hit 24 home runs, most of them in from the middle of June on. Lars Nootbaar had his best season. He was kind of a dude. Donovan was good. They had like seven or eight guys who were above league average offensively, but they had at least three dudes with Goldie and Pujols and Arenado. And they had a couple of younger guys who looked like they could turn into dudes. And that hasn't quite happened. But to your point about 2022, they were loaded with that kind of talent. They really were.
Yeah. It's people keep talking about this Cardinals team being boring, and then they always make that next jump to small ball, whitey ball, yada, yada, yada.
Can't play it.
It doesn't matter if you can or not. If you want to say the team's boring, the team's not boring because they don't put the hit and run on. The teams, you can argue they're boring, is because they don't hit home runs.
St. Louis has got a fetish for small ball. And listen, I love small ball, but this team does not play it well. And this is, without sounding like a jerk, and I do, and I apologize, it's like, know your team. In other words, if you follow the Cardinals, you got to do a better job of knowing the team. Like, you don't say, sit there, you got to play small ball, when this team is really bad at it. They don't steal bases well. They're one of the worst teams in the league statistically in productive outs, moving runners over. They don't run the bases well. They have a terrible sacrifice bunt success rate. They're down there in the rankings for sac flies and everything else. So everyone would say small ball. Well, who are these players that are going to do it? They don't have that kind of style of a team. So I don't understand it. The problem with the Cardinals offense right now, it's like the two worst things you can have about your offense, other than striking out a million times. Since June 30th, and again, they've got the worst offense in baseball since June 30th. That's why I always talk about June 30th. They've literally scored fewer runs than anybody since then. The Cardinals are one of the worst teams in the majors since the end of June at drawing walks and also getting on base. They have a very low on-base percentage. Well, if you're not a power team, and they're not a power-hitting team because they're down in the bottom three or four in slugging and home runs. So let's see. You can't hit home runs. You don't hit home runs. Your slugging percentage is awful. But you also don't get on base. I mean, so if you don't have a power hitting team, you got to have at least you got to have a team that gets on base a lot, and then you have a chance to score some runs that way. But they don't do that. It's like the worst of both worlds. Very little power and a really terrible. They've lapsed into this terrible rut of like just not getting on base. Their walk rate since the end of June is one of the worst in Major League Baseball. So how are you going to score runs if you can't put people on base consistently and you can't hit for power? Where are the runs going to come? I guess the answer is they're not, which is why the Cardinals have scored fewer runs than anybody since the end of June.
Did you see the thing where
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Dave Pierzynski on Foul Territory recounted a conversation he had with Ollie where he said the agents are telling the players not to steal bases.
Yeah, I didn't know what to make of that.
Yeah, I didn't know either. And it kind of is connected to what we were just talking about, but it does seem like is it only Cardinals players agents that are saying that? Because it does feel like there are more stolen bases for other teams.
I think the Cardinals have been trying to steal more often. And I'm not ready to, declare them, like the Whitey Herzog Cardinals of, 1982, 85, 87. But I think the Cardinals have picked up the pace a little bit, stealing bags. But that's still not their strength. Just because they're stealing a little more, it doesn't mean they're great at it. But I do think they need to try to kick up some dirt a little bit. But how do you do that if you don't have a team built to do that? And so that's why I think we're going to see an aggressive roster makeover. And I'm not saying it's going to happen in one off season. You can't have a team that can't hit fastballs, that can't hit for power, that can't draw walks and get on base at a high rate. I mean, that's basically a dead offense. That is a dud offense because you don't have any real strength.
He is Bernie Miklas. You hear him all the time here on KMOX, not just on this show, but on Redbird Rush Hour and Gas House Gang. He's part of the team over at STL Sports Central. Daily written content. If you're not reading his daily Cardinals column, Redbird Review, you're missing out because it's great stuff. And he puts a lot of work into it, I know, because I see all the numbers he looks up. And it's a great resource for Cardinals fans out there. Bernie, we appreciate your time, and we know you wouldn't be here without the help of the good folks over at Saliga.
Yeah, I love Saliga Heating and Cooling, and I sincerely mean that. This family has owned the business, the Saliga family, since 1927, four generations. And I come from a family that had a generational business like that, where all the kids, all the grandkids, worked in the family business. And it went on like that for 30, 40 years. I worked in the family business. It means a lot when your name is on the sign and your last name is on the vans and your last name is everywhere. I mean, you got to take pride in that, and it makes you better at what you do in terms of treating the customers right. So I can relate to the Saliga family very well, and I bond with them in a lot of ways is because sometimes you don't know when it comes to heating and cooling, and this is a Daikin Comfort dealer. Sometimes if you never had to call anyone, you're not sure who you can trust. I'm here to tell you the Miklas family has been calling Saliga for 17 years, and they set the standard for honesty, integrity, their knowledge, their professionalism, their prompt service. When they come into your home, they're classy. they have never sell us the most expensive thing to solve a problem. They look for less expensive solutions, and they will never have tried to take advantage of us or sweet talk us into something more expensive, something we didn't need. They play it straight, and they're as honest as you could possibly dream of, and that's why we love Saliga Heating and Cooling. One more thing before I go. They have a priority club. We're members of it. It's a maintenance plan. It's going to save you money by extending the life of your current equipment, and it has saved us a lot of money. So find out more about that and everything else with Saliga Heating and Cooling by going to SaligaHeatingandCooling.com. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.